What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, you guys? All right, so today I am talking sick kids. I don't care where you are in your parenting journey. As a parent, I know most parents hate when their kids are sick. Oh my God, I know I do. So, the reason why I'm on this topic is because my three-year-old was sick, like, towards the end of January. If you're hearing this now, we are now in February because I do this podcast every 2 weeks. I do not do it every week anymore because it's just, you know, too much. So I pick every 2 weeks because I give you guys time to listen to the last episode. So yes, today we're talking about sick kids. Oh, who got them? Is your kid sick right now? Are your kids sick? Oh my God. So, as I was saying, my three-year-old was sick towards the end of January. And it started off as a cough. And it progressed into, you know, something worse. Like, I think it was a cough / stomach virus. I swear something was going around. And you know what? You know where it was going around? The school. So, most parents, if your kids are in school right now, I know they're always coming home with something. They're always coming home with colds. They're always coming home with viruses. Because school is the breeding ground of germs. That's what I found out. It's like the breeding ground of germs. Kids don't know how to cover their mouth. And I bear witness to this because my five-year-old, when he sneezes and we're like within face distance, he sneezes all over my face. No care in the world. Just move on with his day. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm sick too. So kids don't know how to cover their mouth. So I could just imagine how they are in school. Because they're like sitting next to each other. They're touching everything. They probably sneeze on everything. And teachers don't have time to stop and wipe everything down. So of course they're going to get sick. Oh, but when kids are sick, baby, they get clingy. They want their mommy. You don't have no space and time to do anything. You don't have no space and time to focus. So, yes, and we moms get worried when our kids are sick. I know when my three-year-old was sick, even though I've been through it. I have three boys. So I've been through it with my first one, been through it a little bit with my second one because he didn't get that sick. But with my third one, when he gets sick, when he gets a cough, it's over because his cough gets worse. Like when he gets a cough, it just goes over the top. It was the same for my first one because I remember going to the emergency room with them so many times. Moms, you want to know something? Don't do the emergency room. If you can, don't do the emergency room because it's too expensive. Now, let me tell you why I say that it's too expensive and too much. And I shouldn't be throwing bricks, okay? Because I did the emergency room with my three-year-old because I got scared and I got anxious because he was like coughing and I felt like he wasn't breathing right. And so I went to the emergency room. The thing that I said specifically that I want to do, because I wanted to try to see if I could get him better on my own. So when I went there, we waited for a while because y'all know the rooms in the emergency room, you gotta wait in a waiting room for like forever. And once we went in, you know, told him the symptoms, because at that time he was like throwing up. Like he couldn't keep anything in. And he was throwing up, he wouldn't eat, he was tired, he kept coughing, I kept hearing the mucus in his chest, and that's why I explained to the emergency room doctor. I was like, well, he's, you know, he's been running fevers, we've been trying to get the fever down, had like wet cloths on his head, give him the Tylenol off and on, doing the best we can by ourselves to keep the fever down, but just kept getting up. So the emergency room, what they did was gave him a Tylenol with a little bit, gave him a popsicle, gave him another round of Tylenol, and then, you know, sent us on our way. So when we do get the emergency room bill, that is all they did, the Tylenol, talk for a little bit, popsicle, send us on our way. And and that is why I don't like emergency rooms, because we could have done that at home. We could have done, I feel like everything that was done in an emergency room, we could do it at home. So yes, when our kids are sick, we do get worried, we do get anxious, but I want to give y'all some little tips so y'all could, you know, try at home if they don't have anything that's worse. Because what my son had, I think, was like a stomach virus. Because I kid you not, the other parents at the school was like, all their kids were getting it. Like, all the kids were sick. They were running fevers. They were throwing up. So it was definitely something that was going around. So let me tell you what I do when my kid is sick, because I know everybody's different. Everybody does different things. I'm trying to give you a little tips, but not tips, because I know that as a mom, I can't speak for other moms. I can't give moms, you know, little tips that I think will work, but I could tell you what I do, and if you like it, y'all could follow or whatever. So what I do for mine is I give him some lemon and honey, because I find that if, you know, if they have a cough, you give them lemon and honey, it's gonna help bring it up. He did not like I got him cough medication, but which he did not like. He hated it. Did y'all know that all the kids hate the cherry flavored cough meds? Mine hated it. He didn't even take it. I got some Advil from Publix. It's the Advil chewable fever pills, which really worked. It worked magic, because I gave him that and the fever, you know, started to go down. He started to feel better. That really helped me. I went, when my first one was sick, I did the Advil and the Tylenol, and I like interchanged it. So with my 3-year-old, what I did was just give him the Advil, which really worked. So yeah, he was sick for a while. Like, he didn't even celebrate my oldest birthday, which was on the 25th. Oh my God, my oldest child's 9 now. Still can't believe it. So yeah, so with him being sick, I had to keep him home from school. Yes, I kept him home from school for like 3 days, y'all. 3 days. Whew, 3 days. And y'all know that, you know, when the kids are not home, it's like my time to do stuff. With him being home sick, like when your kid is homesick, when your kid is sick, you can't hardly do anything because they lay there, they want everything. And when he's sick, he's mad clingy, so he's gonna want mommy. And I can't just ignore that call for mommy because a baby's sick. And y'all know how many times I got thrown up on. Oh my God. When kids sick, when they get sick and they throw up, you are like the target. Like, I was the target. So that week when he was, like, those few days when he was sick, I decided that I wanted to wear my white shirt. Like, why would you wear white when your kids are sick? I don't know. So, wore my white shirt. and he threw up all over it. Of course, he threw up all over my shirt, and it had like throw up stains, and I couldn't get it out. I finally got it out after a couple washes, y'all. So yeah, he was pretty sick. So let me give y'all, I didn't give y'all a tip yet. I told y'all one thing. So let me give y'all some tips to keep y'all out of the emergency room. So for fevers, I specifically like to put like a wet cloth on his head. My mom is Haitian, so she has this like special soap, and she tells me to soap like under his armpits, put some soap on his, you know, forehead. If y'all Haitian and y'all listen to this, it's called savon laver, and you put it on your head, you put some on the kid's head, put some, you know, under his neck, just to cool them off. Like, your whole purpose of, you know, bringing down a fever is trying to cool the body off. My tip would be not to try to put them in a cold bath, because you know the body goes into shock if it gets cooled faster. So I'll say just put the wet cloth on, give him some fever meds, and let the kid rest. Like the whole 3 days he had no appetite. Me being the mom that I am, I try to force it. Like, I try to get him to eat, I try to give him some food, but every time I would try to give him something, he threw it right back out. I know the doctors say give him, you know, bananas, give him some soup, but you know, he doesn't like bananas. He would not eat the chicken noodle. I don't know what's up with the chicken noodle soup, but my son doesn't like it. Does your child like the chicken noodle soup? My son does not like the chicken noodle soup. Like, he hated it. So what I did was, I gave him little crackers. I gave him Triscuits, actually, because we're in this household. I love me some Triscuits, y'all. So I gave him Triscuits. I tried to give him ginger ale, but he said it was spicy, which means that it was too carbonated. That's what he means when he says spicy. It was too carbonated. So, yes, when my son gets sick, he gets clingy. All he wants to do is lay down. All he wants to do is just be on me and just have me cuddle him. So with my son sick, I had no room to do anything else. Like, I had to like try to do stuff as quick as I can. Like, for my ironing, which I do when they are in school, I couldn't even do that. So it was a rough patch, and I'm glad that we're like over the hurdle. But the point is, kids are going to get sick because they're in school. So during the whole like Christmas break, like during the whole December when they were on break, he wasn't sick. Like, he was good. He was feeling great. He was playing with his brothers. They were having fun. Like, he was not sick. So as soon as he went back to school, like after a few days of going back, the cough appeared. He started to cough, and then, you know, a couple of days he started throwing up, and I was like, that's not good. It's something going around. And you know, it's true, something was going around after that holiday break. So yes, as long as kids are in school, I think that school builds their like immune system. Like, when a kid first goes to school, they have to like build their immune system. That's why I put my kids in school, because if they're home, they don't have anything to build their immune system, and they're more likely going to get sick if they go out of the country or if they go somewhere else, because their immune systems aren't like built yet. So when they're in school, when they're around all these kids that are coughing, all these kids that are like spreading their germs, because not all parents keep their kids home when they're sick. Because not all parents have the luxury of taking off work. Not all parents have the luxury of staying home. So some parents have to work. Some parents have to go into the office, bosses don't take too kindly on, okay, my kids are sick. I have to, you know, stay home for a couple of days. What? You have to work. What you talking about? So bosses are not lenient when it comes to you having children. Okay, so they're not. Trust me, they're not. I've been through it. Like, I remember one time when, you know, I was a medical assistant for like a couple of years. So I remember one time I was working and the daycare called me and told me that my son had a stomach ache. Okay. My son had a stomach ache. He was crying and, you know, he was getting sick in the daycare. So they wanted me to pick him up. So told my boss, I was like, well, my son is sick. I'm going to have to get out early. So what, instead of saying, okay, what she suggested was that I just bring the child to the job. Mind you, I was working in like a hospital, like in a, you know, small doctor's office. So lucky for me, I had my own little space in the back and I was the only medical assistant in the office. So I just told him to just sit there and wait for me and not touch anything because it's a medical office. Like, I don't want him to like wander and touch stuff and, you know, get more sick. So yes, bosses are not very lenient when it comes to like sick kids. So some parents don't have the luxury of, you know, getting a babysitter real quick when the kids are sick, because kids get sick without notice. They get sick without notice. Like, when they don't feel good, it's like random. It's like you getting them ready for school and boom, they throw up and they can't go to school. If you have to go to work on that day, you're like, oh shoot, what do I do? Like, I have to get ready to go to this job, but my kid is sick. What do I do? So you're like, well, I guess they're going to go to school. And if they call me, they call me. If they don't, you know, then they don't. Then you take that chance on sending your kid to school. And, you know, your kid gets other kids sick, but it's not. I hate blaming the parents when it comes to, you know, other kids coming to school sick, because some parents don't have that luxury of, you know, getting someone to watch your kids quick, getting a babysitter, like telling a relative to like, hey, come on, because everybody has to work. Everybody has a job. So I don't blame the parents. I'm like, you know, they had to do what they had to do. If they had to, you know, have their kids in the school while the kids were sick, they had to do that. You know, for me, like, I learned that while I was working, I learned that, you know, a job is a job and, you know, they're gonna replace you either way. But, you know, you can't replace you. You can never replace your child. Like, it takes a while for you to, like, have another child. It takes a while. It takes a while. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. They could replace you really, really fast on a job, but you can't really replace that child that you carried for like 9 months. And yes, some moms don't have a choice, and I get it. But yeah, you can't replace your child, but, you know, they could replace you on a job just like that. But, you know, some people don't have the luxury of just be like, okay, I quit. Like, no. So, yeah, kids, school, germ magnets, okay? Germ magnets. Kids are germ magnets, too, because when they sick, you know that you're going to be next. You know that you're going to be next because they're like sneezing and coughing all over you. And, you know, you already know you're going to be next when your kids are sick. So, yeah, that was my topic for today. Sick kids, worried parents, because we as parents, we as mothers, new parents, old parents, seasoned parents alike, we all get worried when our kids get sick. We don't know what to do. We feel helpless. Like, with the cough that he had, I felt helpless because I gave him some lemon and honey, did nothing. Gave him lemon, did nothing, was still there, was still on his chest. emergency room doctor is telling me that they don't hear anything, making me sound crazy when I hear the mucus loud and clear. But it's like you feel helpless, like you can't help them. They're like coughing like crazy and you really can't do anything. And then you have to stay up, you know. I didn't get any sleep either because every time he coughed, I was right there beside his bedside because I don't know if he's going to throw up or not when he coughed. My husband thought it was ridiculous that I kept running whenever he coughed, but I was like, I don't want him to like throw up and I'm not there. I don't want him to throw up and I'm not there. Like, I want to at least be there to like wipe it, at least be there to like make him feel better, at least, you know, bring him to my bed. I kept bringing him to my bed because I wanted to elevate his head. That's another tip. Like, when the kids are congested, when the child is like coughing a lot, you should always try to elevate their heads. And that's what I do. I always try to elevate their heads. So yes, we do get worried when our kids are sick. And dads, we cannot help it. Like, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard I tried, I could not help it. I was still running when he coughed. I was still patting him on his back, knowing that, okay, that won't do anything, but it's just for me. It's just to comfort my worriedness because I was worried. I was worried, and I'm glad he's like a little bit better now, but I'm more aware and I know that, okay, he's still gonna get sick because his immune system is, you know, it's getting stronger, but you know, he's gonna get sick. He's around other kids, like kids are breathing on him, kids are coughing, kids are touching things, he's touching things, he's touching his face after, he's using the same bathroom in the classroom as the other kids, so of course he's gonna get sick. So yes. And y'all, that is it. Mama out. See y'all in 2 weeks. It's story time. You ready for this? All right, so every time my 3-year-old gets sick, he turns into a total boy diva. He whines and cries and just wants everything, even though he can't take it. And even if he's throwing up, he wants some food. He's like crying. He wants mommy. He's so clingy when he's sick. But you want to know a secret? I love it. That's my story. All right, y'all. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. And my inspirational quote is, when little people are overwhelmed by big emotions, it's our job to share our calm, not join the chaos. Oh, child, that's deep. Think about that. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.